From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi government and Kurdish Peshmerga forces say they are within 25 kilometers of the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul, 3 days into an operation to retake the city. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Islamic State released a propaganda video Wednesday purporting to show its fighters defiantly patrolling the streets of Mosul. An unidentified militant addresses the camera, warning that the United States will be defeated in Iraq. Despite the rhetoric, Islamic State fighters are rapidly losing ground. Backed by coalition artillery and airstrikes, Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces say they are ahead of schedule in their mission to retake Mosul. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's 3 hours longer than originally planned. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande is demanding an end to airstrikes on Aleppo. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are preparing for their third debate. That'll be coming our way in about 1 hour. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have a chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. Clinton will show up on the debate stage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. In an unusually contentious campaign, both candidates have declared each other unfit to be president. This is VOA News.